Hi guys, it's Sophie over here at Broadway Obsessed Podcast, and today we're going to talk about some stage door meet and greet backstage stories, and yeah, I'm just excited to talk about it, but before we go on with this talk and these awesome stories, I just want to say please go follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BYObsessedPod, and I'll probably do updates there because I don't have a schedule really yet, so yeah, go follow me there. So, as I said, today we're doing, like, stage door, backstage, and that sort of stories, and, yeah. So, the first one I want to start out with was, when I saw Amelie, we stage doored. I didn't like stage dooring at the time, or really theater. I liked it, but it wasn't, like, my favorite thing at the time. So I stage doored, and then I met Philippa Sue, which was so cool, and it kind of just spread from there. So yeah. Oh, and then I saw Hamilton once, and it was the tour. And so all the male leads came out, but not a single female lead came out. Ooh, my phone is vibrating, because y'all are, liking and following, so thank you guys. Okay, so back to the stories, so I saw Waitress, I was blanking on the name for a second there, and it was a great show. Dawn's like my spirit animal. And so I had seen it, and Lana, who played Dawn on the tour, then she went to Broadway, and now she's off and not there. But yeah, so I'm super happy for her. But she recognized who I was. She was like, "Are you Sophie?" And that was just so cool. And I will always remember it, honestly. Another one, when I saw Wicked on tour, I had not known I was seeing it. It was a Hanukkah present for me, so I didn't, like, bring a Sharpie, because my mom's like, "Oh, you're gonna be home late with Desiree," so I've been like, okay, that's fine, so I didn't bring a pen, so we had to use a communal pen, and it wasn't a Sharpie, it was, like, a ballpoint pen, so you couldn't really sign easily with it. But, yeah, so that was fun. We had a communal pen. Ooh, I had to have a communal pen a second time when I saw Les Mis, actually, on Thursday. This person next to me, she didn't bring a pen, so we just shared, and it was great, except for the fact that somebody skipped past us because she couldn't wait for it. But, yeah, so that was, it was great, yeah. I saw Phantom of the Opera on tour, and I normally, look at the playbills in advance, and normally the Phantom playbill is black, and you get, like, metallic marker stuff. The Phantom tour playbill is red. It's not black. So, we had gotten metallic pens because we couldn't find Sharpies, so whenever someone tried signing, it wouldn't work, because, it wouldn't work because it, they were not Sharpies. It was just regular pen. So one person, the person playing Christine, who was awesome on the tour, and I'm seeing her again, she signed in a ballpoint pen. I seem to have a lot of ballpoint pen stories. Okay, so yeah, that was really great. When I went to New York for my birthday a little bit ago, I got to go backstage and at the prom, because I had some art for Becca Lee and Caitlin Kinnunen, but Becca was sick, which was so sad because I had been so excited to meet her and see her, and then Caitlin didn't come out, so I gave it to the security guard, like, "Hey, can you please give it to them, like what people would do," and he just took me backstage, which was kind of amazing. So yeah, that was super cool. Oh yeah, and when I was at The More Chill, we were singing Michael in the Bathroom at the stage door, and George came out as we were singing, so we basically summoned George Salazar, which was really cool. When I saw Love's Labor's Lost at a theater near me with Catherine Steele in it, I look up to Catherine a lot, so seeing her was amazing. But, like, when I went to go meet her, I was, like, freaking out and having an internal panic attack because I'm the person who gets really scared that, like, if I screw up, people will hate me, which I shouldn't, but, like, yeah. So I was, like, freaking out, and then I talked to her for, like, 10 seconds because I couldn't talk like a human. So I took a picture and left, and then I met her again recently in April at Evil Dead, and I was less freaked out because I'd already met her before, and I'd, like, realized that she's not the type of person to, like, hate you for that, for, like, being weird, because we're all weird. So, I actually had a normal conversation with my idol, which was crazy. And, yeah, I told her some super fun stories about shows I've been in, and we just talked for, like, 5 minutes, which was really cool, because I look up to her so much. And, yeah. I had recently seen Mamma Mia at a theater called High Street Art Center. It's, like, it's in my area that I live in. Well, I'm kind of far from it. But, so, my idol Shade was in it, and, so she played Sophie, and I had made her some art because I tend to make people art a little bit too much, but I make their art, like, 2 days before the show. So, I had made her some art, and, she loved it, and, like, her reaction made me really happy, and, yeah, and then her sister took a photo of us with the art, which was cool. But yeah, so that was, I love that story. I will remember it, and yeah.
Why am I blanking on the show name? No.
Alright, so I saw Falsettos on tour. How did I blank on that? I don't know. But, so I saw Falsettos, and, my stepmom knew the person playing Trina, Eden Espinosa, so I got to go backstage there, and I saw Amelie there, and that's where, my theater obsession started, so that was really cool for me, and yeah. I can't talk, I'm sorry. It's only 4, no. But, yeah, so that was amazing. I saw The Play That Goes Wrong in London, and they had this preview of a new West End show, and we had stayed and watched it, and I'm the person who, like, stage doors at every show no matter what, so we went out there, and we stood there, and then the person who did that little show thing that's, like, the preview, he came out, so we just assumed everyone else had left, and we missed out on it, but it was still really funny, so I'm really happy that, we were there. So, yeah, I don't want to make this really short because that's going to, like, ruin the algorithm. Like, I have 9 minutes right now. So, I may make this a dual segment. I'm pretty sure I may have already said this. Wait, no, I didn't. I saw Broadway Princess Party, and I'd already seen Susan Egan before. So, I had told her. And she got really confused because I'm young and I'm a child, so she got really confused that I had been able to see her. Okay, so, like, I don't want to make this really short compared to the rest, so I think I'm just gonna, like, add another topic into here mid-podcast, which is fun, guys. Let's just go, okay. New York birthday trip. Sure, we'll do that. That's a great one because it goes with what we're doing because a lot of it involves stage drawing. But, so as I said, I went to New York for my birthday, which was awesome because I had been dreaming of going there and it was amazing. So each day my mom gave me like an itinerary and the money I had to spend for the day. So the first day we were there, we saw Mean Girls on Broadway, which was, it was my birthday, and we also did like some tours. We went to the M&M store, and it was great. And like Mean Girls, I loved it. It was my first ever Broadway show, which is really funny because like a lot of people, it's like their first Broadway show was like a classic like Wicked or Phantom or Mary Poppins or like some show that's like geared towards kids or a classic. And then there's me over here and it was Mean Girls, which is like, I don't know. But yeah, so that was really great and I loved it. And I stage doored and I got a hoodie. And it was actually Rick Younger's birthday. We have the same birthday, which was cool. He didn't come out, so I couldn't tell him happy birthday. But yeah, so that was super cool. The second day we were there, we saw a matinee of Be More Chill. But so that same day, what did we do? I think we slept in that day. Yeah, and then we walked into Times Square. Oh, that day we got pizza, right. We had pizza that day. Then we went to go to the show, but I remember we went to, like, one of those tourist stores, I think. I could be wrong. I know we did all of these, but I'm guessing the days based on what I remember. And I got shorts because our hotel, they didn't really have the best air conditioning. Like, they had it, but it was impossible to turn on or figure out. So I had to get some shorts because I had brought really warm clothes and pajamas. So we went there. And then we went to the show. I stage doored. We summoned George, as I said. And then we went and got dinner somewhere. I remember something I think happened there. No, nothing happened there. And then we went to go try and get Schmackery's, but we were doing the ride that day. I think, wait, this may have just all been the day of the prom. I need to go check my photos. Oh my gosh. I could be confusing the days so much right now. One sec, guys. All of the stuff we did... But, I think we did the ride. I'm just trying to think of what I was thinking. Because I may have been thinking, yeah, my photos got weird. Oh, the day that, we saw Be More Chill, which is the day I'm currently on, I hope, we went to the Disney store. I'm really not sure which day we did the ride. I think it was the day we saw Be More Chill, because I remember asking my mom if we could go the next day. Yeah, I think. Now I'm checking my Instagram archive, because it's probably in there, because I don't go days without posting things. Okay, so 9th. Yeah, so the day we saw Be More Chill, we did get the shorts. And, wow, I have no idea what day we did the ride. I think it was, I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was the day we saw Be More Chill, right, I was correct. And then the next day, we went to Big Gay Ice Cream, saw the prom, went backstage, went to an Applebee's. Because if you know the prom, it relates, and there's one, like, down the street. And we went to Chelsea Market before the prom, right? Chelsea Market, Big Gay Ice Cream. Then we went to a store, and there was a cat there, which was nice. And, then we went to the prom, then Applebee's, as I said. And then, what did we do that day? This is really stuff I should know, but I'm blanking on because I have a really good memory when it comes to, like, useless theater knowledge that I will never use, but then I have the worst memory ever when it comes to actually, like, good things.
But yeah, so after the prom, I don't know what we did. I don't remember. Oh, the day we saw Mean Girls, we went to Black Tap and I got a milkshake and it was crazy and it was delicious. And it was my birthday. Well, technically it was like 12:01 a.m. So it kind of wasn't my birthday anymore. But I think it was like 12 or like 12:30 or something. But like, I'm going to still say it's my birthday because we went for my birthday. What else did we do? It was fun. I'm going to my photos because that's where I recall like half my memories. Because you see it and then like you know it, so that's always great. Okay. Oh, we went to a store and we got a screaming rubber chicken for my stepdad, but on the way back to California, we my mom got Bailey's with her coffee. She put it in the coffee and then she held the bottle up to the chicken's mouth. It's our fake rubber chicken. We're not getting an actual chicken drunk. And we did that, and that was really it was really funny. What is there? My birthday, we went to a steakhouse. I forgot what it was called. And, my steak was really raw. So I didn't really like it very much. But other than that, it was really good food. But, like, my steak was raw, which kind of made me not like it as much. So, yeah. That is... This is gonna be a really short episode. I feel like on some, I don't know, this is just, I'm screwing up my podcast right now, but I don't care, because I don't have anything to talk about right now. Well, at least that relates to the video. Like, I'm probably gonna, like, start talking about Les Mis in every single detail of it in, like, a couple minutes, just to myself, but hopefully I'll record it, and it'll be posted sometime this week. But yeah, so I hope everyone has a really great day and enjoys this kind of short for the podcast I've been putting out. Yeah, have a great day, everyone. Remember, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BWayObsessedPod. No underscores, no period, nothing. Just BWayObsessedPod. Yeah. So yeah, go follow me there for updates for when I post. I'm considering trying to do daily, like, recording them in, like, a mass and then actually posting them daily because I can't record every day because I have school. But, yeah, have a great day, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you can share this with your friends and we can get more friends in here. And I want to come up with a name for all you guys who listen because... That's fun, because you can use a hashtag, or you can call yourself something, and yeah, just, yeah, I'm gonna think of one. Have a great day, guys. I've said that, like, 4 times, but have a great day, and I'll be talking to you maybe even tomorrow. Bye.